It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Hey, hello. It is the Go Birds Podcast presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. The all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app has you covered. Elliot Shore Parks looking dapper as usual.
I try.
You do.
I try.
You do. You actually do try. Yes. I don't try.
Well, you look dapper, too. We have something similar on, actually,
yeah, we kinda,
when you mention it.
Look at us.
Maybe I need to try harder.
Yeah, I didn't try at all. This is where I'm at, so.
I feel
How you
like,
feeling? You good, buddy?
Yeah. I feel like I've reached the point of the offseason where I am ready for practice.
Yeah, I have. I literally, inside baseball, we love to do this. What did I just say to you before the pod? I literally said to Elliot, I was like, I have nothing to say.
Well,
I was like, Eagles take swats. Like, I have nothing new. Like, we're going to talk about stuff. But like, there's nothing like super hitting me right now where I'm like, I got to
talk. Well,
I feel
like the frustrating thing is they're out on the field, they're practicing. The Eagles aren't letting us watch practice, which I understand. And they're not real practices, they're individual drills. So there's not like a ton to take away from it. But I am ready to be back at training camp, charting throws, charting A.J. Brown catches. Like, I'm ready to start analyzing the team on that level. I went through and I did my, like, locks for the roster.
You're getting out in front of it, huh?
Yeah, like, I'm ready to start doing those type of things. Like, one of my favorite articles
we know. It's your favorite thing. You just love training camp.
The lock, bubble, long shot. Like, although I always feel bad when I call someone a long shot because I think about if they read it, how, like, demoralized. Well, I guess maybe they don't really care what I have to
say. And also, they probably know.
Yes, where they stand on the team.
They're not idiots. Yeah.
But I'm ready for that portion of the offseason. I guess since the roster is fully together now, we can actually talk and we'll get into it. Like, people are ranking the rosters, which is fun. I'm always a fan of ranking and lists. I'm a big fan of those.
Yes, but you are.
I'm ready for things to reach the next phase of the offseason.
Ready to see some people on the field, see some plays
be
being
out there
run,
every day,
doing
new
stuff,
content.
Vibe around the team, talking to the players, the whole thing. I'm with you, man. I need to. Because especially, I mean, thank God we all feel so good about the team right now because there's nothing new to say or whatever. But at the same time, at least it's positivity because if the A.J. Brown trade doesn't happen, the Bradbury sign, like these last few moves that have really set us off, like we're sitting here doing this pod right now being like, man.
Yeah.
Go Birds, huh?
So I've been thinking about this question. Do you think people are high on the team or they're high on the schedule?
I think it's both.
You think it's both?
I honestly think it's more the team than the schedule.
Okay. I feel like
I'm assuming you don't by the way you asked the question.
Well, so I don't think the Eagles as a roster are a 12 to 13 win roster. Like, I think if, like, they simulated, like, if all the scheduling was even, however somebody smart
right,
would figure that out.
Right, an even schedule.
Right, like, I don't think they would win 13 of the 17 games.
I don't think they're due. I think 11-12 is very fair with that roster. I mean,
I think I'm at 10-11 with the roster.
Well, that's
but the schedule is what makes it.
I understand your point, and I do think the schedule plays a role. Like, it is an easy schedule. The teams they play are easy, all that. But I also think that, you know, they've made some high-profile moves lately, and I think that that gets people excited. And I think that when you – it all comes down to Hurts, obviously, as we've talked about a million times. We'll see. But I could see how people look at this roster and be like, where are the holes? What's the issue? Why won't this team be really good?
You know, safety. That's the only one.
And that's it. And it's such a small thing to be worried about right now.
If you had to pick one position, I mean, I guess maybe you'd pick linebacker.
You could say, I'm not 100% sure they're going to get the pressure they need on the quarterback. That's still something they have to prove. Like, we think Hassan Reddick will help with that. We think, you know, the Josh Sweat and Jordan Davis. Like, we think that all, but we need to see that. Like, there are areas where we are forecasting things that, you know, still have to be proven. But I think on the whole, when you look around the roster, there just aren't many holes in the roster. So, you know, if Hurts is good, I think this team has a chance to be really good.
Yeah, I think there's like a 10 to 15% chance they get the number one seed in the NFC. But I would be very surprised if when the season ended, we are sitting here and saying they are the best team in the NFC.
I would too.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
and
I
think
absolutely
that's a, distinction. Like,
which,
so,
again, I would not call them the best. I think, like I said, I think they're like the fourth or fifth best team in the NFC. Probably the fourth. I think, let's put it this way. I would absolutely put three teams in front of them in the Bucs, the Packers, and the Rams.
Well, should we just get into it now?
Sure, yeah. We're going to get to Pierre King's rankings. But I personally, before we get into that, like those three would be in front of the Eagles for me. The Rams, the Bucs, the Packers would be in front of the Eagles for me. That's it, though, I think.
Like by definite.
I think they're going to win the division, so I think they're better than Dallas. You know, you could say the Niners, that's another interesting one to discuss there. Outside of that, I mean, there aren't really even that many ones you would – that the NFC's so weak comparatively. That's what's so interesting about this situation as well.
So the Niners question, because I was thinking about this yesterday too. I think that the Eagles probably, 1 through 53, probably have a better roster than the Niners. Like, probably. Or, like, you could debate it 50-50. I know how big you are on Kyle Shanahan. I've come around on him. So is picking the Eagles over the Niners, since at least in my personal record book, head coach and quarterback matter so much – like, would you take Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts or Kyle Shanahan and whoever the Niners quarterback is?
Well,
you can pick.
But it's different. I would probably take Shanahan and Garoppolo. I would not take Shanahan and Lance.
You would not take
Garoppolo. I think Lance is really far away. Like, at least from what I saw last year, I think Jalen Hurts is right now today significantly better than Trey Lance.
Well, let me rephrase
it. I think Hurts is probably better than Garoppolo, but I think it's close.
Let me rephrase it. Let's say you get the exact same 50-whatever one-man roster, and then you either get Shanahan and both the Niners quarterbacks, or Sirianni and Hurts, same roster. Otherwise, who would you go with?
I would take Shanahan.
You would take Shanahan. Okay.
Yeah, I would. But it's not like a no doubt. It's more Shanahan than the quarterback. Like, I think Hurts is. I'd probably take Hurts of all the quarterbacks right now. Like of Garoppolo.
Hurts and Garoppolo is interesting just
close.
Because
and
he's
they
won
do different,
so many big games.
Yeah, and they do different
like,
things. That's why it's hard.
Right.
I get it. I think Garoppolo has probably kind of gotten underrated over time.
I agree.
You know, dude's
I've always
big
been
games.
A big Garoppolo guy.
You have been.
As a quarterback win-loss guy, he's like the poster child
he's
for
the
it.
Poster
yeah.
child. So I think it's a fascinating either or. I think they're close. And again, I can understand just because I'm high on the Eagles doesn't mean that I think, to your point, I think there is a wide vary of outcomes where it could go in terms of just how good they could be. So
yeah, I mean, this team could legitimately win 13 games or they could win like 7.
Yep.
Or,
I think
you know, 7 or 8.
Low, but yeah, injuries, you never know what's going to happen.
Because I do think with Hurts, there's a especially wide variance. Like, he could legitimately be in the MVP discussion this year.
Of course
like, that's
could.
Not crazy to say. Like, when you consider the wins, like,
the
fact the he's a quarterback,
him,
all those things, right?
It's a narrative award.
Or, I think there's also a non-0% chance that we get to week 3 and it's like, uh-oh,
well,
they figured
be.
Him out. You know, like...
Yeah, it's possible. I think it's unlikely that Hurts will be any worse than he was last year. He might not. I think he's going to improve, but I think it's on. I get your point, and the league figuring him out is the only reason.
Yeah, that
reason.
Would be the.
It's, it.
Right.
It's the only reason. He's not going to get worse. Like, as a player, as a person, he's not from 23 to 24 or 22 to 23, whatever it is. Like, you wouldn't expect him to, like, significantly degrade
his
as a
skill
player.
Set is not going to go
right.
down.
So
right.
the question is, can he figure it out? Can the league figure him out? All that stuff. And I do not think it will be to the level where, just because I think they have so much more talent on offense than a lot of the defenses they're going to face, that he'll be okay, you know? And I think, at a minimum, I mean, you know? And I think he has the upside
I think that's
to be much
fair.
Better.
And I am in the camp of that he will improve.
Yeah.
I'm more just kind of like talking through the things in my head.
That
will
could
go
happen.
Like, well, if they're not as good, how? Like, what will that look like, right? Like,
and I think it's just what you said. And I'm not expecting it, but I think it's Hurts. I think it's we watch these games and it's like, oh, wow, like Hurts is making all the wrong decisions because the defense is forcing him in all these wrong decisions.
Like the Gannon thing, I am higher on Gannon than other people, but I understand people who say, well, let's see what he can do. But I think with Gannon, there is a much higher floor in the way that, like, they're playing a lot of really bad quarterbacks.
I mean, I get it. You're right about that. But, I mean, like, isn't Hurts' floor pretty high? Like, didn't we see it's pretty high? I mean, with his running ability, like, that alone.
I think where Hurts' floor is at, like, you can win. You can make the playoffs with Gannon's floor, I guess I should say. Because Gannon showed last year, at the very least, when it comes to bad quarterbacks, they can dominate those teams. Like,
again, we're making assumptions off 1 year. Let's not.
Of course. Right. Yeah. Off of 1 year. But when I look at, like, well, first let me say this. Hurts' job's harder. So I think that alone makes it tougher for him, right?
No,
like,
that's a good point.
Hurts has to lead the offense. Gannon isn't even on the field.
Right.
Like, he can scheme it up, but ultimately it comes down to
the players. Have to make plays.
I mean, Hurts has, you know, you can debate pitching might be tougher, but I think, like, quarterback's probably the toughest.
Quarterback is easily the hardest job in sports.
Yeah. I mean,
think
pitching,
it's close.
I've come around on, like, throwing the ball in the strike zone 80 or 90 times is pretty hard.
Well, no, but it's a very different. I mean, you don't have to think as a pitcher in the same level. You know, you're thinking
correct,
out of bad, stuff like that. But, like, this is, like, being a quarterback is significantly harder than anything.
Yes, so that would be my
without
thing. Whereas I think I have a pretty good idea of what the Eagles are going to get from the defense next year. They're going to be really good against the bad quarterbacks, and they'll probably, you know, probably lose a majority of the games against the good ones.
Well, they don't have really good quarterbacks.
Exactly, but that's the thing. There's only two or three of them. Yeah. So, whereas Hurts, I think there's a chance that he could come out, and if he's better, then, like, the offense could be, you know, top five in the league. But I also think there's a better chance Hurts doesn't take the step forward he needs than Gannon, because the step Hurts needs to take is much larger than the one Gannon
I get
needs
that,
to
but
take.
I think you're saying it wrong. I agree. I think to become elite, I think there's a better chance that we come out of this season and the Eagles defense is top five than Hurts is top five. I agree with that. But I think that Hurts' floor is really high still. I think that you're making it seem like that Hurts' floor is low and that I think the worst Jalen Hurts we'll see this year is the 20th best quarterback in the NFL, personally.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Like, the worst.
But
the
I would also
worst.
Say, like, the 20th best quarterback.
Like, the way my point is, like, I don't think we see a worse version of Jalen Hurts than we saw last year. I think last year is the floor of what we get this year.
So my concern with that statement would be in kind of playing devil's advocate.
It's like what you talked
about.
It's
about the adjustments.
It's about the adjustments. I'm saying I think that the work that Jalen puts in and the improvement he makes will mitigate any of that.
How about this? This might not be a fair question, but do you think there's a better chance Hurts finishes inside the top 10 in whatever ranking we want to pick? You can pick how you'd want to do it. Or, you know, like 18, 19, 20.
Well, obviously 18,
you think
19,
that?
20.
Okay.
But let's put it this way. I think there's
he's
a better,
probably right in the middle right now.
I think
now.
There's a better chance he's top 10 than bottom five. I think there's a better chance he's top five than bottom five.
Interesting. I would say there's a better
chance
he's
bottom five. And I don't think he's ever going to be top five. But that's my point.
Yeah.
It's like, that's how highly I think of his floor.
Right.
I don't think he can be a disaster out there.
Now, and the thing about Gannon's floor is aided by the fact that he plays easy teams. You know, like, Gannon's floor gets raised without really anything that he has to do with it.
Agree.
And I'm not diminishing beating easy teams because you still have to go do it.
This is what it is.
Yeah. So that's where I would say, like, I don't even know how we got into this discussion.
I don't either.
Yeah. It's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting question.
All right, well, let's apply it to the Peter King rankings. A lot of people saw them. Peter King, very bullish on the Philadelphia Eagles this year. I believe he had them ninth. Is that correct?
All right, so, yeah, I'll start with this. Nine is too high. And I like the Eagles, but it's too high.
I think it is probably too high, but I don't think it's – I think they're probably like 11, 12. I haven't done a list. But
you
I
want me to list the first few and then we'll go through?
Yes.
Okay, so we won't debate the order, but I think we all agree. Obviously, Buffalo's ahead of them. So Buffalo's one. Chargers two, probably also very
that
high.
That is super
very
aggressive.
High, I agree. I think like
– like way too high.
Yeah, when we had the discussion, someone brought up how Herbert, I think on Twitter, how Herbert's never made the playoffs, but why isn't he viewed as like, this is pretty ridiculous.
I mean,
to
that's
have him
insane.
Number two.
I know they had a nice offseason. I know they made moves. That's crazy to me, especially in the toughest division in football.
Would you put them ahead of the Eagles?
Yes.
I think I would too, but I think if you're going to have the Eagles nine, the Chargers should be like six, seven,
or
eight.
Eight.
Yeah.
100%
like
agree.
That.
Agree.
All right. Three, Kansas City, obviously,
sure.
I guess.
Why not? Yeah.
Four Rams, probably a little low, but
yeah, probably,
ahead of the Eagles,
I probably
obviously.
Have the Rams, too, to be honest.
I think, honestly, the Rams deserve to be one.
Probably one. Yeah, I think Bills and Rams are my one and two.
Yeah.
And some are, which is funny because that was my Super Bowl pick last year. I was so close.
You were so close. You basically did pick. I mean,
I know.
In reality, kind of like.
I know.
All right, Green Bay five. I think that's, I'm interested in seeing them without Devontae
so
Adams.
That's what I was going to say to you before. When we were just doing the who would you put in front of them in the NFC, and I said I would put the Packers. the Rams and the Bucks in front of them in the NFC, and I would not put anyone else. The Niners is interesting. The Cowboys is interesting. I'm not, like, sure the Packers are going to
Well, I was
going
to say, what would
That's
you—
That's where I'm going. I would put the Packers in front. They should be ranked in front. But, like, I don't know the Packers. Like, the Packers are really interesting to me.
Yeah.
Like, Rodgers alone makes them, you know, whatever, a 9-10 win team, I would say. But, man, I think that's going to be a big loss for them. Like, a big loss to Devontae Adams.
Yeah, I think that they're the two teams to me in the NFC that have big letdown potential are the Packers and the Cowboys.
Yep.
Now, I think the Aaron Rodgers thing keeps them afloat enough.
Yeah, and a bad division. I mean, they get to play the Bears two times, Detroit two times.
Like,
that helps.
What would you say the chances are the Eagles win more games than the Packers?
Like,
not better, but win more games.
Yeah, like 30%.
Yeah, I would probably go there. You could talk me into 40, but yeah. All right, six is Tampa Bay, who we agree are also better than the Eagles.
I would have them ahead of the Packers, personally.
I would too.
In the NFC, I would go Rams 1, Bucks 2.
Cincinnati Bengals deserve to be ahead of the Eagles.
Agree, yeah. Absolutely.
So I think this is where we get to, like...
Yeah, I think all those are clearly... And look, I wouldn't be shocked if the Bengals have a down year. We see that all the time when teams go to the Super Bowl and stuff, but the Bengals just went to the Super Bowl and they have Joe Burrow there in front of the Eagles.
I also think a good way to look at this is, if the Eagles played that team, would you pick them to beat them? And I would not pick the Eagles to beat any of the seven teams we just talked about. Mm-hmm. If they were to play a game, I would not pick them to win. Would you agree with that?
I think Packers would be
the only one.
Well, and again, I do think the Bengals, I'm not set that the Bengals are some juggernaut. Like, I think it's very possible that the Bengals are like a 7-10 football team again.
Really? Wow. Okay.
It happens every year. Every year the team that goes to the Super Bowl and loses is bad the next year. It happens not every year, but it does happen quite a bit.
No, you're right.
The team
but,
that
man.
Goes and they have a bounce back. And they were a team that wasn't expected to get the Super Bowl, had a little magical run. They have a great quarterback, but I don't know.
Yeah,
couple injuries here and there. Yeah. You know, I would not be shocked at all if the Bengals are not a great team.
That's fair. But if the Eagles...
But they should be in front in these preseason.
If the Eagles played them, who would you pick? Both sides fully healthy.
I'd probably pick the Bengals.
I think
but
I
again,
would
I wouldn't be... I don't think the Bengals are like some juggernaut.
All point. Right. The Ravens at number 8.
That's weird.
I mean, very weird. Weren't in the playoffs last year. I think you can make
Have you seen the Ravens wide receiver depth chart, by the way?
Well, who'd they trade for? They traded for...
No, they traded away
Marquise.
Do you know
Goodwin,
who their number one receiver is right now?
Who?
Devin Duvernay.
Yeah, okay.
AKA kick returner.
You
want
to talk
Duvernay.
About the team you don't trust to pass the ball. Like, they
Dude,
basically
they have
only have the tight end.
Dude, it's the most unbelievable...
Oh, wait, they still have Mark Andrews, right?
Yeah, Mark Andrews there.
Okay,
yeah. Let me pull up their Ravens depth chart. Listen to this wide receiver group. I mean, you were wondering, it's like, oh, no one's trading for Jalen Reagor. Maybe the Ravens would.
Yeah.
You know, so their wide receiver depth chart, their starters are Devin Duvernay.
Who I do like, but not as the number one receiver.
I like him as a kick returner.
Yeah, yeah.
James Proche. Any idea who that is? Me neither.
He's the TCU guy.
Oh, you know he is. Good job.
Yeah. I could be wrong about
their
that.
Their third and fourth receivers, someone named Jalen Moore and Benjamin Victor.
Yeah.
Next on the list, Shamar Bridges and Trayvon Clark, Raleigh Webb and Devin Williams. Like, Duvernay's the only one I've heard of.
Yeah.
And he's a kick returner. He's the only one I've heard of.
So
the name said in my life.
I love, one of my favorite arguments is the guys I've heard of argument.
Oh, it's a great
Because they're like, there's no logic to it,
no,
but it's so but true in a way.
It
like,
holds true.
One of my other logic things that makes no sense, but I do believe in, whenever the Eagles sign a player and I search for a picture of him for the post. If there's not good pictures of him, I'm like, he's probably not that good.
Ooh, I like
if there's
take.
Not pictures of him like celebrating or clearly having the ball.
I like
if
this.
It's a lot of pictures of like him like kind of in the picture,
this
but not
is
really.
Like a dumbed down version of the check what the fans of the opposing team have to say thing.
Yes.
Also, I love this.
Listen to this savage now that we're, you know, kind of on this topic. So I was looking
you found an opportunity to throw it in.
I was looking for a picture of Jalen Reagor and the photo caption, and normally the caption's like, you know, wide receiver Jalen Reagor,
right,
Mitch
makes
a catch against the Giants. So it's a picture of Reagor holding his helmet after he drops the touchdown against the Giants,
yep.
Like the final touchdown against the Giants. And it goes, admirable of wide receiver Jalen Reagor to face the media music after he probably dropped two touchdown passes Sunday. Less admirable that Philly is putting him in the position and not going to rookie Devontae Smith instead. That's just like a straight up take in the photo caption. There's not like the Devontae Smith's, first of all, it's two sentences. The second
Phenomenal.
Sentence has nothing to do with
Shout
the first one.
Shout out to whoever did that.
It's amazing. Like, so I'll
so
tell
that
you
doesn't
who did
make-
it. Danielle, and I apologize, I can't pronounce her last name, but
shout out to Danielle Cameron.
It's just so funny. She must be an Eagles fan because there's no way. You know, she's taking that photo.
No way.
It's after the game. She's mad. She's like, "How did they not give Devontae?"
That's great. What? Wow. The Ravens 8 is crazy. Honestly, that's the craziest one yet. The Ravens 8 is crazier than Chargers at 2 and Eagles at 9.
Yeah. So
for me,
I think the Ravens and there's not a Ravens
is,
pod.
This
won't go into it too much
as we go through it. I'm less excited about the Eagles.
The Lamar
nine.
Jackson situation.
That's a weird one, too.
Yeah. I feel like the arrow is pointing down on him. The fact that they kind of looked better a little bit with the backup last year.
I thought Hundley looked good. I like that dude.
Lots of questions. All right, so Eagles 9. His logic, I think the most telling sentence in here is he says...
Yeah, read what he wrote.
All right, I won't read all of it because he writes a lot. But he said...
Read it all.
Honestly, I will if you want.
No.
I see the Eagles as the best team in the East. I see Jalen Hurts doing enough to be a C-plus quarterback.
Oh, God.
Like, how many teams would we say have a C-plus quarterback that are top 10?
Well, that's...
None of the teams we just went through.
I mean, but I think that really says something about what Peter King thinks of the Eagles roster. I mean, to go in and say, I think their quarterback's going to be a C-plus, 9. Like, that is saying, I think this roster is freaking awesome. And if they had an A quarterback, they might be number one on my list.
Let me ask
you. What I mean?
Do you think this roster is freaking awesome outside of Jalen Hurts?
I think it's awesome. I wouldn't go freaking awesome. But I've said to you.
I like that distinction. Yeah, that'll be our new scale.
It's an important
awesome
one.
Versus freaking awesome.
I think it is awesome.
Okay.
But, I mean, like, it's the best roster we've had in a while. Like, I think it's, I mean, again, we've gone through. There aren't many holes on the roster. There are spots I wish were better. I mean, again, Hassan Reddick is a super important. At some point this offseason, we should do a show just about, like, that, you know, it's like whether you call it X Factor players, this, that, whatever.
I mean, Hassan Reddick is like a top three most important player on the roster.
I think you make the argument he's the most important swing player there is in terms of, like, as he goes, so goes the Eagles. Because, like, he's the guy they brought in to beef up the pass rush, and we know how important it is.
I can't remember who I said this about last year, but I think if you told me Hassan Reddick's stats, like right now, you told me what he was going to have next year. I think I give you a pretty good indication of what how the Eagles are.
So
Hurts is the obvious one.
Right.
You know, and then, like, A.J. Brown and stuff. But if you told me Reddick has, like, 12 sacks, the Eagles' defensive line is probably going to be really good.
Yeah.
But if it's, like, 5.5, then – because that's where when I look at – last year I thought the Eagles were going to be good. It was because I believed in the lines. I was wrong about the defensive line. Ultimately, they still ended up making the playoffs. But I was wrong about the defensive line. I do believe in the offensive line for sure. Like, that is something where I'm like, their floor is high because of the offensive line. The defensive line is where I'm not sure.
Me too.
They could be really good, or they could once again be 30th and 7th.
Honest, to your point, Jalen Hurts, just the biggest question mark, it is what it is. But I think other than Jalen Hurts, if you ask me, like, I would not say safety for, like, what's the single biggest thing you're concerned about with this roster? Or, like, it would be the pass rush. It definitely would be. Is that I'm not sure. I think I love that they added Reddick. I love that they added Davis. I think Milton Williams will be better. I think Hargrave's good. Like, I think Josh Sweat, that's going to be a really interesting one. We saw the pictures of him standing up. It's going to be interesting to see him as an outside edge guy and that, you know, set up and stuff like that. So I'm hopeful, but that is something where I don't know. And I think it is the kind of thing that could change, you know, a 13-win team to a 9-win team or a 10-win. Like, it's that important.
And that's my thing with Reddick, where I look at it on paper and I go, that's a good signing. Young, a lot of sacks over the last 2 years. But then I also am not sure if you asked me before the Panthers game last year or asked me in, like, week 16 last year to name some of the best pass rushers in the league or guys you're afraid of.
You would not have mentioned.
I would have mentioned him. You know, like, if we're a Cowboys pod and we're talking about the Eagles, are we saying, like, they have a lot of talent on the defensive line?
Probably not.
I don't think you're saying that. So that would be my concern. With the roster. Because, again, like, I don't really care who the corners are. I said this last year when people were super concerned.
Corners are great, though.
Yeah, but the corner's really good. But it's hypocritical of me last year to be like, corners don't really matter. And then now to be like, well, they have great corners, so it does matter. Yeah. What matters to me are the lines and the quarterback. And of those three things, I feel, you know, really good about one of them. And then I'm like, can talk myself into feeling good about two of them.
All right, we're going to get back to the rest of this list. I want to see where the Cowboys rank. Continue to see who's behind
the
Eagles and all that. Because they're behind the Birds!
I know. You already know where they're ranked, but that's okay.
I do. I'm trying to do a show.
I know you are. It's just funny to think that people don't believe you don't know where the Cowboys are.
Inside baseball.
As if anyone's sitting there and being like, James doesn't know where they're at.
Well, if anyone out there also knows, I'm going to say, download the BetParkZ on Sportsbook app.
Yes.
You know that's coming. Because let me tell you, if you had been on the app on Sunday, to bet on.
Are you going to do it?
Leeds
there it is.
coming through! Not getting relegated. What a miraculous win. Brunley on the other
side. But Burnley, very well done,
I was following the stats, checking the bets. Beautiful times on the Park Sportsbook app or the BetParkZ Sportsbook app. How about it?
Whenever I root for Leeds, my biggest takeaway is I can see why some Eagles fans don't like me. It's because, like, to care about something so much and then to see people on Twitter being like, well, they're not going to go up. Like, they're not good enough. And I'm just like, screw you. Like who are you? Who are you to think that you don't think they're going to go up? And that's literally how Eagles fans must feel when I'm like, yeah. Oh, they're not going to be that good. But, I mean, dude, like, it was unbelievable. And before the game, I talked to myself and be like, well, if they go down, it's not that bad, blah, blah, blah. And I was looking at the odds.
Yeah,
like, this
so
is
we
how-
did this. On the way out to Parks on Saturdays, if you're ever around, we're there 1 to 3 every Saturday. Yeah. We had a blast. On the way out there, Elliot, we were talking about these games on Sunday, hence why I was locked in, why I bet on it, all that stuff.
Yes.
And Elliot was like, basically, it was like the saddest thing.
Yeah, I was like, it's not going to
happen. It's not that big a deal, you know, weekday games, that could be fun, and this and that. Like, clearly trying to convince yourself that yes. it's not a big deal, when it was clearly would have been devastating.
I was posting in the little Leeds group. Nobody was really responding. Oh. But I will say, like, one of the ways I talked myself into it was the odds were not as crazy as, like, when I looked at the app, I was like, they're not as crazy as they are in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened.
And it happened.
And they're up. And they signed the guy one, if people remember, Brendan Aaronson, who I'm super excited about. Like, literally, it's a good thing for my bank account that the jerseys are not out right now. Because the amount of money I would spend after that happened, like, Kristen would be furious at me.
I'm shocked you're not wearing a jersey today. It's
well,
like the
I wore
first
one
time,
yesterday.
Yeah, it's first time forever, I feel like.
I know. I feel like I can't overdo it too much. And it's a little colder outside.
It was awesome. And it just showed what a fun thing betting on sports is.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's as big a takeaway as there is. It was thrilling stuff. And having a few shekels on it made it that much more thrilling. And, of course, you can bet on basketball, baseball, football futures. Basketball playoffs going on right now. There's some awesome stuff to bet on. Do it all with the all-new BetParks Casino and Sportsbook app. And here's the deal. If you sign up right now, your first bet risk-free up to $750. A $750 risk-free bet. Just download the app now in the App Store, Google Play Store, or at pa.betparks.com and use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's GOBIRDS. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, back to Peter King.
All right, Elliot.
Love when you do that.
Yes.
It's good.
All right, so.
I usually do that.
That's I know. Like, although now I've Elliot. Started to do it. But,
I love it.
All right,
I love a good table slam.
You do.
You know?
Yeah, you
Big
do.
Big fan of it. Yeah.
You do, especially when we're on the radio. You love to
I like it. It just,
let the people
hammer
know.
Hammer at home, you yeah. know, and hammer at home, you know?
All right, so the Eagles are ninth, and he says he sees Jalen Hurts being a C-plus quarterback, which is not very promising if you're an Eagles fan. Like, if you believe in – a lot of people, if you think the Eagles are going to be ninth, you think Hurts is going to be really good. He doesn't believe that.
I can't believe that he has them ninth but is saying that. It makes no sense. Like,
enough to be a C+.
So he really loves the Eagles roster. I mean, it's the only takeaway from this. The only takeaway is he thinks, you know, outside of quarterback, the Eagles have one of the best teams.
Or he could be down on the other teams. But I mean, like, yeah. he doesn't have the Broncos ahead of the Eagles, yeah. which I think is pretty crazy. The Broncos have a better defense. I don't think they have better receivers, but you could argue the receivers are right there. Let's be real, a way better quarterback.
A way tougher division, Way tougher
true.
Division. Like, a
but
way
this
tougher
is,
division.
But also, this is a team ranking. This isn't like...
Yeah, but it's ranking... I think it's in context, isn't it? I don't know.
I don't think it is.
Oh, it's just...
Honestly,
wow.
I mean, he has the Chargers number two.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know,
yeah,
so,
and the
like...
Chiefs three, so...
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, where does he have the Broncos? The Broncos are... 14th.
Oh, so right ahead of someone else.
Yeah, the
not
team
that,
well,
not
you
that
don't know,
know
not that you know.
Yeah.
So he has him ahead of the Niners, who again, like, I mean, I trash the Niners a lot on this pod
I can't
last
he has
year.
The
but
Niners. So he has the Niners behind the Cowboys.
No, he has the Niners 10th.
Oh, he has the Niners 10th. Oh,
yeah. The Niners
okay.
are 10th.
Okay,
so they're
so
the
I like
one
that.
Right
I mean,
behind
so the
Eagles
are not. That's fair. I think that's really fair. Like we talked about.
I don't think that's that fair.
You think
I
the Niners
think
should clearly be ahead of
we're sitting here and being like, "Are you kidding me? The Niners were in the championship game last year." They have a quarterback that went number 3 overall. Like, we might be down on him, but he went number 3 overall. The other quarterback has been to the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship game. They have arguably a better head coach. I don't believe it, but you could argue Debo's the best receiver of any mm-hmm. of them. Kittle is probably better than
Look
Dallas
you,
Goedert.
Mr. Niners.
Well, I'm just saying, like, their defense, I don't know. They have D'Amico Ryans as their coordinator, who people seem to like more than Gannon. I don't think that's really fair, but
have you seen Trey Lance play football or
nobody has. But he went number but he went number 3 well, overall.
Mistakes are made.
Yeah.
They should have taken Mac Jones.
But if the Eagles played the Niners, who would you pick?
Eagles here, Niners there.
Okay.
On neutral side, I don't know.
I think putting the Eagles ahead of the Niners, it might be right, but I think right now
I agree.
It's not fair.
I think that's fair. I think again, I do think the Eagles will end up being better than the Niners, but that's as much based on the Niners playing a much tougher division and a tougher schedule. I think the Eagles end up with a better record than the Niners, but I agree with you. I don't know that necessarily the Eagles are better.
I mean, the Niners also
the
have
Niners.
A way better pass rusher than the Eagles do.
Yeah, they have the
I mean, Reddick's stats numbers do
he's
actually.
Not even close.
No,
is a
I
stud,
agree, but
like a superstar.
So the Saints 11, I think that's probably too high, too.
That's way too high. I guess, I would have the Saints like 17 or 18.
The argument for the Saints would be they have a really good
infrastructure
defense.
Infrastructure.
And Jameis Winston. Like, it would be like.
That's the argument against
him. No, I agree, but I'm saying Winston is the type of quarterback that if you told me at the end of the year he had like 40 touchdowns, I would be like, I could see it. Or if you told me he was.
As long as he had 30 interceptions.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, he scores points. And if the defense is good enough.
Who's he throwing it to?
Well, they got Chris Olave. Jarvis Landry. The Titans 12. We don't have to go through each team here, but the Titans 12. I also think, like, I don't love the quarterback, but
lost
I think
AJ
the Eagles
Brown.
Ahead of them. I believe they're a better team, but again, like, he's really putting the Eagles in a stratosphere that they have not earned, in my opinion.
I think that's fair. I think, you don't have to earn it. I mean, you don't. Your roster can earn, like, if you make a lot of changes in offseason.
You're projecting. It's a projection.
I mean, like, now, the Chargers, Chargers didn't even make the playoffs last year, and they're number two on the list.
Yeah, and I think that's wrong, too.
I agree, yeah.
By the way.
So Dallas is 15, by the way.
Dallas is 15, Denver's 14. Really quick, though. Shout out to Peter King. Think about how many podcasts and radio shows are talking about
buddy.
His list. Like, just free content.
Well, it's Peter King.
I know, but it's just amazing to think how many people are like.
It's in the name. He's the king of football. I mean, he's definitely the number one. Like, not because Schefter's like a newsbreaker guy. Like, in terms of like guys who are known as writer guys, Peter King number one in football.
Yeah.
Just football.
I can't even think of who would be number two.
I think he's clearly number one.
I mean, again, if you're not doing newsbreakers, so we're not including like Rappaport,
no.
Schefter, like, okay.
Schefter's number, would it Schefter be over Peter King in that case, you think? In terms of like just notoriety, I guess?
Yeah. I personally think
Schefter
probably
has to be number one in that case.
Yeah.
Who are we missing?
I mean, that Sam Farmer guy, but, like, I don't think he's on the same scale.
No, he's not.
But he's not, like, he's being mentioned, so that's,
Yeah, there's no one even close to Peter King. He's, like, all by himself.
I mean, Mike Florio, I don't know where you would put him.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him at King, but that's a good name.
But is he in that category?
No, I don't think he's
I mean, like, is he in the news breaking or the writing?
He's in both. Yeah, I don't really know what he is.
Peter King breaks some news.
Yeah, interesting one, though. Anyway, Peter King, quite venerable. Power rankings. I mean, I'm going to say they're great because he's the Eagles 9, but... Not so great.
So Denver 14, which, wow.
Sure.
Oh, never mind. I thought he had them out of the playoffs, but that's what they did last year. So again, this is the next like Eagles point. Dallas 15. I am down on the Cowboys too, so in that way I can't completely blame him. But I think it's much more like, you know, wherever you put the Eagles, like the Cowboys have to be within two
of where they're
at. It'd be pretty
close. I would have them much closer. I think it's incredibly close between the two teams. I agree. And I'm down on the Cowboys. I think the Eagles should be the division favorite. I understand. I wouldn't be upset if someone said Dallas is. Like, I think they're really close. I agree.
So he has them ahead of Miami, who I think is a comparable team in a lot of ways. Young head coach, stud receivers, quarterback that's a question mark.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like Tua. I'm not a Tua guy, so.
You like Hurts better than Tua, for sure?
Significantly.
Okay.
I do too.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, like, easily for me. Like, I think Hurts is definitively better than Tua.
Now,
I know there are people who don't think that, but.
Hurts is in a better spot than Tua, or has been.
Has been. This year, I think it's pretty similar. I mean, Tua's got Hill and Waddle to throw.
If you told me at the end of the year Tua had more touchdowns than Hurts, I don't think that.
Of course, it wouldn't be shocking. He's got Waddle and Hill. Waddle and Hill. I agree. I think Tua will be better with those guys around him. I've just never been a Tua fan. Like, I didn't like him in Alabama. Like, I never got the Tua tank for Tua thing. Like, none of it ever made any sense to me.
All right, so here's a wild one. I didn't really scroll that far down the list because after the Eagles, like, all right, so he has Detroit 20 and Indianapolis 21.
What?
I mean, I'm reading it.
What?
Yeah.
This list is ridiculous. I'm sorry. I can't even play it. Like, I can't even pretend.
The only way you could think that is if you think Matt Ryan's a complete disaster.
Yeah, yeah.
And now they
have
Foles.
And even
Foles.
Then they have Foles, so
actually,
they're set.
That's something else
best,
we should talk
best
about.
Best backup quarterback in the sport, in the history of the sport.
Would you have brought Foles in?
No.
Okay.
What are you going to do? Unless you trade. The only way I'm bringing him in is I trade Minshew. I'm not even both Foles and Minshew here.
Yeah. I think my Foles take is...
If I could have gotten a third or a fourth for Minshew, I would trade him and bring Foles in. I'm not doing it for a fifth or a sixth.
So I think Foles is better than Minshew, right?
I disagree.
Okay. So I think...
Like, pretty strongly.
Okay. Well, here would be my argument for it. A, I trust Foles way more in a big game. Like, just, right?
Sure.
B, obviously.
More than anyone alive, yes.
Right. B, he went last year and beat the Seahawks.
I get the point with where the roster is at right now.
Yeah.
Maybe you say Foles makes more sense as a bet. But I think that if Hurts went down early, like, I think Minshew's good.
If Hurts went down week two with the season-ending injury,
I'd rather Minshew for the whole season.
Because at that point, you're like,
yeah,
you know, you're holding out a 10% hope maybe he's the guy. Right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
If Hurts, like, tears his ACL and is not playing the rest of the year.
Exactly. Then it's like,
but if it's week 14, you know,
and you're
whatever,
heading in the playoffs,
who would you rather have?
Probably Foles.
Right.
Yeah, obviously.
So my Foles take, though, is I do not think he would be a distraction.
I don't either.
Yeah. Like,
I think Nick Foles is that's all outside the building stuff.
And if I don't think it, then I think he won't be. Yeah. Like, everyone, like, you know, everyone's like, oh, like, you love the controversy. You'd love if Foles was here, blah, blah, blah. I don't think the only way I would ever call for Foles is if Hurts was, like, just, like, disastrous.
Yeah.
Like, 5, 6, 7 games in a row, disaster. And even then, I'm not sure I would, because I don't think there's a benefit of saving the season at that point to a certain extent. But do you think they really wanted him?
No.
I think it was one of those.
I think they called and checked in.
Yes, that's what
they
I
probably
think.
Had some offers on the table for Gardner, because it would be dumb of some of these other teams not to at least take a shot. Like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, you know what? Let's check in and see where Nick's at. And it was like, all right, this doesn't make a ton of sense.
Yeah.
I think it was that quick, that easy type of thing.
I agree with that. And I think that's what they do. I also think, like, the Eagles get linked to a lot of people simply because they do that. Because
they check in.
And it's easy for agents to be like,
you talk to them. I'm not lying.
Exactly,
they talk
to
them.
Yeah, they called. Yeah. And then also, you'll never convince me of this otherwise. There's no way when you're an NFL reporter and you get the chance to put Eagles in your tweet.
Oh, yeah.
There's no chance. Yeah. The Eagles have to have the most active, like, fan base in the world in terms of, like, not the world, but, you know, in the NFL, of, like, just being all over something when it happens.
Well, like, every time. Like, Chris Sims' new quarterback list is coming out this year, and it's like, I just see so many people being like, oh, but you're not going to have Hurts 40 anymore.
Yeah.
It's like people are still upset with this guy after that. And, like, it was so dumb. I mean, he had Kellen friggin' Mond in front of him. It was like, bro. Like, he had Case Keenum in front of him. Like, it was just a dumb list, and we all knew it at the time. But smarter Chris Sims.
Well,
all we did was talk about it nonstop.
Where do you think he'll be? What would you set the Bet Parks over under at for where he's at?
It's a great question.
20 and a half? Or does he overcorrect?
I think he overcorrects.
Overcorrects.
I think he's got him at like 16 or something. So
if he was like,
because he took so much earmuffs, 1, 2, 3. He took so much shit for that. And he had to come out during the season. Remember last year? He's like, I was wrong, guys. I was wrong. My bad. I was wrong. He did it already.
So
I think he overcorrects.
If Chris Sims wants to, like, get the best reaction, here's what he does. No. You put him like 33. And you go, I watched a team last year. They ran the ball. They were 2-5 when they had him throwing it. Yeah, he's better than I
thought.
You're right.
In.
Yeah, I think that if you're Chris Sims, that's the path you go.
Look, from the master. Telling him how to do it. I like it. Oh, Chris Sims seems like he's pretty good at it.
Last one I thought was kind of noteworthy was he had the Giants 24 and Washington 26.
I saw this.
Giants ahead of Seattle, the Jets, Chicago, Jacksonville. I mean, like,
I think all those teams are horrible, so it's not that surprising. But I would put Jacksonville probably ahead of the Giants. I would put Washington ahead of the Giants.
You definitely would?
Oh, yeah. I think the Giants are
going to be bad. What do you think
about
the Terry McLaurin thing?
What Terry McLaurin?
He's holding out because he wants a new deal.
Oh, well, good. He should get a new deal.
You think he's like, Wentz is going to tank my value?
I don't blame him if he does.
I got to get paid now.
Yeah, probably. That is interesting that we talked about, but I do think it's interesting that McLaurin and Dotson. Dotson was the number one guy in the draft at tracking down bad throws.
Yeah.
And McLaurin was like the number one guy in the NFL last year. So it's like, yeah, of course they're going for Carson Wentz. It's so perfect. What a perfect fit.
I could see a world where the Giants win more games in Washington.
I think the Giants are going to be bad.
So I slightly disagree with you on that. Like, I think they could win like 6 games.
I said this before, and I know that Brian Daboll won't be doing this, but I think organizationally, if you went up to Joe Shane and said, Joe, would you rather you be 13-4 this year or 4-13? I think he would say, I'd rather be 4-13. Like, I think
I don't know.
That's a strong example.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, 14 wins. I mean,
The point is, like, do you want to be a 9-8 team or a 3-14 team? He would say 3-14. Like, I honestly believe they are not, from an organizational perspective, gunning to win football.
So this is a discussion I'm going to separate from the Giants, because I agree with you, that's what he'd say. But I think that's, in football, the wrong strategy. Like, I think him winning 9 games and Dable winning 9 games their first year is worth so much to them. Look at the Eagles.
I know, but I think it goes both ways. I think that in this type of year where, and again, things change over the season, we'll see, but where it seems like there is a uniquely strong quarterback class, and you need a quarterback, then no. I think it is the right move. I think it is absolutely the right move.
But if they win 9 games.
But I agree, in other situations.
Maybe they don't need a quarterback.
Daniel Jones.
Okay, well, let's look at literally
my
the Eagles.
I would rather, if I have a chance to get the next great quarterback prospect, I'm going to take that.
But I'm saying look at the Eagles, right? So last year at this point, I don't remember.
I wanted them to lose.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You wanted them to be
and
like
it was wrong. But again,
okay, that's what I'm saying.
But it was wrong in that it's not necessarily wrong. Like it was wrong just because this quarterback class sucked.
But AJ Brown's not here
because
if
this
four
quarterback
games.
Class
Redick's
sucked.
Probably not here
because this quarterback class. If it's next year and we were in the same situation hanging out last year, yeah, I would have wanted him to lose games and go get CJ Stroud or whatever it is. Like, yeah,
right.
I still think that is the smart philosophy.
But was the quarterback?
For a
I don't
year.
Remember. Was the quarterback class viewed as weak?
Yeah, it was
this
viewed,
far
it was
out though. I mean, I know
not,
like
not as weak as ended up being, but it was always viewed.
Okay.
As weak. Yeah,
I just think in the NFL, it's always better to win.
Yeah, and I
you
I,
can get up for quarterbacks.
I disagree. I get your point, and I think that more often than not it is. I don't think always.
Because think about this. If the Eagles would have lost five games this year and take the quarterback thing out of it, let's say they, you know,
only
I'm sorry,
about
they would have won four or five
it's
games.
It's only about the quarterback.
No, no.
There's
but,
no other reason. I'm only doing it for a quarterback. It's the only time
right, okay,
ever.
Okay, so let's say this past year's quarterback class that just happened was super strong.
Okay.
Is it the C.J. Stroud, whatever?
Yeah.
And the Eagles, in Sirianni's rookie year, only won four games.
Yep.
They would have won eight games in the first 2 years of Sirianni. Well, my point is, if they were bad for 2 years is the point I'm making. Like, the Giants only won whatever how many games last year. Like, I think losing successive years of only four games, whatever, like, it's hard to bounce back from that, especially as a rookie
Fine.
Head coach.
Okay. And the Bengals just did it. I mean, Zach Taylor had a horrible first 2 years.
Yeah, and they got Joe Burrow. So that helps your argument. But I think I think the Joe Burrows are a little more few and far between than they are.
I agree. But
I don't
think
CJ Stroud and these guys.
I don't know. But I'm just saying philosophically, I agree with your core point. I think for the most part, it is not as helpful as like in the NBA to do that or whatever. But I do think there are unique circumstances and situations where it is.
I also like my early uninformed quarterback take on the next year's classes. There's no way it's going to meet the hype.
Of course not. Yeah. I never do.
You know what I mean? Like there's no way a year from
never
now.
Do.
Yes.
Never do. All right. Quickly, some guys spoke today. Bradbury, Gannon, anything interesting
no.
from that? Nice. That was what I was.
I mean, Bradbury said, you know, He was disappointed about when the Giants cut him because of the timing, which I think makes sense.
Yeah, like, sure. He got screwed.
He was very open about the fact that he signed a one-year deal because he wants to cash in next year.
Of course.
Everyone knew that.
And we all knew it, yeah.
He dodged the question about
and
him
good
and
good for
Slay.
Him. That's what he should do.
Yeah.
That's the smart businessman.
He said him and Slay, like, are great individually, but they'll have to work to be great together in the way, like, not that it'll be a problem, but they have to prove it before
sure.
they can, you know.
Good.
So good answer on
hear.
That. Yeah. Gannon didn't really say anything. I guess the safety thing. He said he likes the safeties on the roster, but again,
shocking.
Like, that's what they're going to say.
Pretty crappy.
Yeah.
I'll
like,
scheme around him, but it's going to be tough.
Right,
guys.
Exactly.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
you know, and
I mean, have you seen Anthony Harris run? Yeah.
No, he did go above and beyond in the way, like, all the qualities I want in a safety, these safeties have.
Real quick. I'm happy you brought that up because the Marcus Epps thing. And I liked Marcus Epps when I saw him last year. Like, when he was in, I'd be like, oh, I felt like Marcus Epps made more plays than Anthony Harris.
I was
going to
say, he had,
I think he was better than Anthony Harris.
Interception, and he had another.
I think he was better than Anthony Harris.
Almost had another one, yeah.
The Marcus Epps love that is coming out. And we're seeing, oh, Eagles are really high on Marcus. Oh, like, what do you make of it? Because it does see, it just is effusive, right?
Yeah, here's what I would say. I bought into they really like Quez thing. They got hook, line, sinker. They got me on that one, right? They went and they got A.J. Brown. Then they said, look how much we love all these cornerbacks, right? Like, Tay Gowan, Mac McCain or whatever, like, yeah. blah, 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 blah. They went and they signed James Bradbury.
So you're not buying it.
So
thing.
I am not
Good.
Buying the
I like
Marcus
that.
Epps thing. I think Marcus Epps is going to play 300 or 400 snaps this year. Like, he will be on the field. But I am not buying that they like him
Good.
Enough to start.
Good.
And to be like
sure.
a...
Because it's, you know,
there's no
there.
Way they're okay with him as their best safety, is the point I'm making.
I agree.
There, like, for whatever we all think of Howie, most of the times, especially over the last 2 years, our analysis has lined up with what Howie probably thinks,
yeah.
right? Like, they need a receiver. Quez can't be the guy. They get A.J. Brown. You can't trust these young guys, blah, blah, blah. They sign James Bradbury. There's no way they sit there at night at the NovaCare and go, man, this Marcus Epps, let me tell you. Like, I think they say about him, he's a nice player with upside.
Yeah, I agree.
They gave Anthony Harris $1 million.
I'm with you, man.
Like, money talks, you know?
Preach.
Like, so they will do something at safety.
All right. You got anything else? I don't got anything else.
I don't have anything else. I don't think I have anything else.
No?
I'm trying to think. I mean, like, I guess I have like a bachelorette party take
oh,
now that
bring
we've both
it. Yeah, we're here.
That.
We're at that point.
So Kristen,
real ones time.
Kristen had a really fun time on her bachelorette. No question about it. I can tell. Like,
called into the radio
the
show.
The picture, she called into the radio show. There's all these like great stories from it, everything, blah, blah, blah. She came back and was exhausted. I came back from mine, I was exhausted. Here would be my advice to people that are either about to go on a bachelor or a bachelorette party or are the bachelor or bachelorette. the expectations for these things have been set too high. Nobody wants to get wasted 4 days in a row. I know it sounds fun, and you can sit there and be like, oh my God, like I'm on my bachelorette.
By day four, you're not.
We should be drinking already. Yeah. It's 8 a.m. Like, we got wasted last night. Keep going. Why aren't you drinking? Like, yo, like, let people breathe. You know, like, that is my take. Like, everyone, like, I loved my bachelor party. I loved hanging out with all my friends and everything. Like, there's no way people want to get wasted 4 days in a row. There's just not. And I think with bachelor and bachelorettes, the bar has been set so high where it's like, if one of your friends doesn't get, like, arrested, it, like, wasn't a good time. Like, you have to have a wild time. Let's all just, like, go out, drink, have fun, yeah. And then, like, who knows? Maybe I'll go play on our phones individually next day for 4 hours.
Elliot did say to me, he's like, I had a great time. He's like, I really just wanted like an hour at some point to play on my phone.
Yeah, just to scroll on my phone, you know? Just I just want to look at Instagram by myself, you know? Like, so I to everyone that's either planning on going or about to go, it's the best time. Like I said, like, super touched that people came and all that stuff. Take it down 20%.
I like this.
Yeah.
Take it down a notch.
Yeah.
It's good.
So that's my what I have.
Unless you're really young. Like, if you're a 23-year-old getting married, like,
yeah.
get insane.
Agreed. But also, yeah, that is probably true.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's probably true.
This is the mid-30s and a 40-year-old.
Yes, exactly.
Talking about
yeah.
This,
yeah. My age is definitely playing into this.
Role. It is. We got to be honest, right?
Yeah.
All right. My final thought, and we mentioned before, come check us out 1-3 at Parks Ontario's. We're there every Saturday with you.
Mostly
know,
every Saturday.
Yeah, with a few, yeah. you know, certain ones.
We will tweet out if we are.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly. But, it's fun. And we're out there and we got to meet Allison.
Yes.
Who's a real one. Shout out
certified
to Allison.
Real
a
one,
long
yes.
time original real one.
Robert from Germantown came by.
Robert in Germantown came out.
Casey's
been
waiting
to
there.
Meet Allison forever.
Katie.
It's fun.
I think the
Katie.
Friend's name was Katie.
Katie
yeah.
was there. That was cool. Casey's come out. So
told her my cold
hi.
Pasta take.
Yes. And also, you know, you had to make sure she wasn't someone who's mean to you on
yes,
Twitter
I did have
first,
to check
which was
that.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah, your cold pasta take is a horrible
It's
take.
The best take. Like, pasta is better cold.
It is not.
It's just flat
Stop.
Out better cold.
It is not better.
It just is. It's like congealed. The cheese
We're
is better.
Not, I can't do this right now.
It's just better.
No. But come out and say hi to us because it's a lot of fun. We love to meet people and it's a nice opportunity. All right.
Yes.
Hot pasta is better than cold pasta. I got nothing else to say. We'll be back Parks Pick Spot tomorrow. And
there it is.
That's what we got.
Yes.
He's Elliot M. James. Talk to you soon.